This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Here is a little quiz for you. What Olympic sport is the only one to feature both men and women playing against each other on the same court at the same time? Answer: badminton. It's considered by some to be the second most popular sport in the world. KQED's Rob Schmitz brings us this profile of two American Olympic badminton hopefuls.
If you're like most Americans, the only exposure you've had to this game has been something akin to a friendly rivalry at your neighbor's barbecue, a game you could play without spilling your beer. And you probably didn't sound like this. This is badminton, and according to ESPN, it really is the second most popular sport in the world. U.S. badminton Olympians Bob Mylotong and Howard Bach smash a birdie at each other so hard that you start to feel sorry for the small feathered object. The doubles team is in the middle of what's called a suicide drill, where one player feeds the other 100 birdies to different parts of the court. The drill helps them stay in the attacking position. The two say that's the key to beating the ultimate competition, China, who harbors the best teams in the world.
They tend to take over, and their attacking is very explosive. It was one of the best in the world, so we try to eliminate that.
They're going to want to control the net, so it's just who gets ahead of the game.
In badminton, the team that stays on the offensive usually prevails, and that's something these two are used to. They fought their whole lives to bring recognition to a sport that is largely ignored in this country. In fact, there's not even an Olympic training center. It was closed down after only one American qualified for the Sydney Games 8 years ago. Up to then, Bach and Mylotong had spent most of their lives training there. They were left with nowhere to go. Mylotong heard about a guy named Don Chu in Orange County, California, who had started his own badminton gym.
So I called Mr. Chu up, you know, wondering if he can let me train here and live here. And man, he was great. You know, he allowed me to stay in the dorms here for free, everything, allowed me to work part-time here. I mean, he kind of saved my life there.
Since then, Olympic hopefuls have made the pilgrimage to this massive warehouse-style gym in an industrial section of Anaheim. Don Chu built the Orange County Badminton Club next door to his printing business in 1996. The badminton player from Thailand has become U.S. badminton's savior and godfather. His inspiration, he says, was the sad state of U.S. badminton skills he saw at international tournaments.
I feel like ashamed that every time I watch badminton, we got kicked in the butt so bad. So I said, oh my God, I can help the U.S. to, you know, come back and win the medal.
It won't be easy. The USOC has cut funding to the sport from $500,000 to $80,000 a year. Chu has stepped in with his own money. Just last year, he spent around $500,000 training Olympians. But it's still not enough. While Olympians in Asia make millions from sponsors and are celebrities in their home countries, the five members of the U.S. team, says Howard Bach, are strapped for cash. He works as a cashier at the Home Depot down the street in order to make ends meet.
You know, we try to do whatever we can, you know, stay with our parents or a coach part-time like Bob to try to pursue our Olympic dream.
The other hurdle for the U.S. team is the competition. Home team China has won 19 medals since badminton became an Olympic sport in 1992. The U.S., zero. But there is a gleam of hope. Howard Bach shocked the badminton world 3 years ago by becoming the first American to win the world doubles title.
Don't count us out because, you know, we've beaten top five players in the world. Hopefully we click at the right time.
We got harder, huh? Back and forth.
And if that happens and these two do get a medal, then maybe, just maybe, the sport of badminton will transcend its image in this country as merely a game you'd play at a backyard barbecue. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.